That's How We Party. Rita Ora right here on 98.4 Capital FM. You're listening to the best mix of music. My name is Junga Shui in studio with... What's your name,
Martin,
sir?
Martin.
That's your...
Yeah,
correct.
That's my name.
Martin Karaoke. We've called you Charles Karaoke.
Charles Karaoke.
Charles Kiarie.
Kiarie Martin.
Kiarie Martin. Martin
Gashui. Martin Gashui. The Jam.
Indeed. And this is The Jam. And we are having such an amazing time. I hope you are too. Kicking away your Monday blues is our one and only agenda.
Yeah.
And of course, we told you that we were also going to welcome Avista.
Avista.
We have Avista in studio.
And this is how we introduce them. I went to Alliance. Mugo Kebati himself. Is here.
Welcome to the studio, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Jill and Martin. Thank you.
How are you?
Happy to be here. Happy to be here.
I'm glad you made it.
I am well. I am well.
You look well.
And surviving having gone to Alliance.
Yeah.
Does it get old? Do you guys like roll your eyes every time this... I know my mother still says, yeah, but it's true, you know.
You know, we've gone through many phases, you know.
Now
it's just become
phase.
A brand. One time we used to roll our eyes, but now I think you guys got a kick out of it.
Rolling your eyes is no longer on brand Alliance people. Surely.
The chaos that you have, that has been caused when I sent the poster to some groups that you're going to be on air.
Yes.
There's so much chaos. Guys asking for links. I don't know what. What have you? What's going on with you? How are you, first of all? Have you answered that question?
I'm very well.
He's very well.
And very happy to be here with you guys.
Yeah.
And to join this fun.
Yes.
Fun.
Conversation.
Yes. Exactly. So can I ask that first question?
I think you're going to anyway. So how about you go ahead and do that first.
So who are you? Who is Mugo Kibati? Who are you?
Mugo Kibati is just a simple guy who happened to have fired by Alliance High School very briefly, just 6 years. And is now the working with Telkom Kenya, a CEO of Telkom Kenya, and a very exciting, challenging, you name it, role. But really, we are about trying to ensure that we deliver the best possible services to Kenyans. And I hope we're going to be able to talk about that today.
We definitely
want to talk about that today. We've also shared the poster, as I'm sure you all did at Telkom as well, on our Twitter feed, and there are a few questions there, but we'll start with the ones we have for you. But we'll jump into a few of these messages, and when we come back, our first question will really just be trying to get a little bit of information from you about Telkom's primary focus, especially for this year. It's February, the last day of February, so a bit of a 2 month recap, and what do we expect for the 10 months to come when we come back.
Dare for fast relief from fever? Take Cipladon. The fizz works to relieve pain and fever faster.
Available at all good pharmacies and now at Chandarana supermarkets. If symptoms persist, seek medical advice.
Radio is your companion. But imagine you're making your own radio station from the music, the discussions, the DJs, the news, podcasts. How would you like it to sound? What would you want others to hear your companion say? Write to us and tell us what you'd like to hear on feedback@capitalfm.co.ke. 98.4 Capital FM, improving your radio companion for you.
Previously on The Hype with Wanjia Longar.
Aish, a night like tonight is for cuddles. Even if it's your cat, your lizard, I mean... The Tinder swindler who goes by several different aliases and will act like he's the billionaire's son, and he's not. And it's guesstimated that he has swindled more than $10 million from women. So this woman was like, the queen has COVID. And somebody replies, Nikki, no.
Missed it live? Keep up on Catch Up Radio. Available on Capital FM's radio app on Android and iOS.
Capital FM.
Some felon most weeded, most needed. You best believe it. This ticker tape's jam for me, stand for me. You damn to be without the jamboree.
Come on, I know I jam. Well, oh, damn, I know I jam. Oh, boy, I know I jam. Well, oh, damn, why don't you jamboree for me? Yes, indeed.
We put it down since the days of high school. And everywhere we mark, we rule. Naughty's about to raise our stock. And we didn't come to brag about what we got, nigga. We came to rock. We blew the spot, taking the streets to pop. You beat us down for a while and co-wrote our job. Using the last few years as my evidence. Niggas been trying to duplicate the mixture ever since. You live in foul, you're reprimanded. Challenge me, guaranteed when we finish, I'll be the last man standing. Fuck with your hood noise, forever in demand with K-drop tracks, all the party people jam.
I wanna see y'all all who wanna plan with me. Wave your hands across the land if we family. Say hi, damn.
I love this song, man. This is the Jam Jam. I like it. I waited for that moment. I did it so well. Good job, June. This is the Jam on 98.4 Capital FM. And of course, this is One Big Jamboree with Mr. Mogo Kibati in studio. And of course, our CEO of Telkom Kenya, Martin Karaoke.
This one goes out to all the Queens, Nondis, and Chelsea fans. You, and I know you have aches and pains, heartache, everything. This is going out to you. The solution is Cipladon. Cipladon painkillers are here. Cipladon is absorbed twice as fast, giving you faster relief so you can get back on track next season. Because people have gone down. Now you continue to come in the morning with Davina and Farid to learn more. If symptoms persist, seek medical advice. Don't go to the boardroom to change anything. Seek medical advice. Anyone right. who loves sport, Cipladon was for us this weekend. He had heartache. And to all the referees, you give us too much. Too much heartache. But yeah, we're joined by Mugo Kibati, who's here.
Mugo, karibu sana.
Asante sana.
Before
asante
we sana. Went on break, I was saying, you know, we are the 28th of February today. It means one very long month of 2022 and a very short month are now over. Maybe walk us through what that's been like, the beginning of 2022, which was the year I think we all prayed was the end of COVID. And maybe what are the plans in terms of your business areas that you all at Telkom are focusing on this coming year?
Yeah, I think you called it that. Really, this was the first time in a long time, almost 2 years, we were testing post-COVID, living with COVID, you know, not quite sure what to call this new zone that we're in as a company. Because as you know, like many, many other establishments, when COVID and the pandemic hit, we had to reorganize ourselves and people had to work from home.
Mm-hmm.
We learned how to work virtually and for a telco where we have base stations and fiber and shops all over the country. In every part of the country, managing that while trying to make sure that we are keeping everyone safe, you know, our employees or our customers and all, was quite tricky. So for January and February, as you called it, we sort of were hoping to begin to go back to normality. Mm. A new normal, though, because it's clear that we're not going back to February 2020, you know. So trying to sort of navigate this new normal and understand how we're going to do business. And I think it's beginning to take shape quite a bit. And we're looking forward to the rest of the year.
Yeah.
And I guess for the rest of the year, going, I think when you were going out, you asked, you know, what's happening the next 10 months
store? What's
for 2022?
Yes.
And in a nutshell, we announced a new strategy a couple, you know, about 16 months or so ago.
Mm.
And this is a year we need to work on our network. So expanding our network. And we have, you know, when you talk about our network, there are many parts of infrastructure that we have. We have what you know as the radio access network, the mobile.
Mm-hmm.
The mobile network. Those are the base stations that you see all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have fiber, you know, and we have terrestrial fiber, 4,000 kilometers of it. When we say terrestrial fiber because that's the inland fiber within the country, because we also manage subsea fiber. The connections to the rest of the world.
Underwater.
You know? So we have cables connecting not just Kenya, but the whole of Eastern Africa to the rest of the world, to Asia, to Europe, all the way to the Americas. And we manage the entry points of those cables into the region. We have two landing stations in Mombasa, cable landing stations. So all that infrastructure is part of our strategy, and so we intend to enhance mm-hmm. our fiber network, mm-hmm. Expand and deepen our network, and we have a regional focus, starting with the coast. So in fact, I should have said that January and February, mm-hmm. we were focused on the coastal region.
All right.
You know, all the way from Lamu Tana River to Lunga Lunga, putting in new radio access equipment, which we should complete in this first quarter by the end of March or early April, and then move progressively to the rest of the country.
It sounds like you're driving, I think, what is called a transformation. Because I know that Telkom is the oldest telco, right? Uh-huh. Telecommunications firm that we have in Kenya. I mean, that must be an uphill task, I would imagine. Is there an experience maybe that is expected that we have, old school things, and now we're being chased by technology?
You know. Let me just say one thing about that statement. The oldest telco.
Yes.
That's absolutely true.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And not true.
Okay.
At the same time.
Tell me why it's not true.
Well, let me say why it's true.
Yes.
Because that's an obvious one.
Yeah.
Because Telkom obviously is one third successor mm-hmm. to what we, I don't know about
knew back in the day.
I don't know about the two of
us. Our parents.
Some of us
were tulikuwa
shuleni.
Telecommunications.
You were across. Yes.
Sijui Martin alikuwa wapi.
Mimi nilikuwa hapo hapo.
Alikuwa ni fikira. Martin alikuwa ni fikira.
Yes.
But you all know the old Kenya Post and Telecommunications uh-huh. Corporation.
Yes.
And that had three elements to it. It had the telco network, which was all landline.
Yes.
Uh-huh. It had the post office and what was a regulator.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So eventually that was broken into three.
Okay.
And when I say one third is because it's slightly more than one, because the telco was the biggest part.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So Telkom is the Telkom Kenya as we know it today.
Yes.
Is the telecommunication successor to that.
Okay.
Right?
So hence the new...
So in terms of being the oldest, that's why it's the oldest, because from the 1940s.
Yeah.
However, in the mobile business, mm-hmm. it's actually the youngest.
Oh.
Because Telkom only began running a mobile business in 2007.
Oh, wow.
Whereas our competitors, both, we shall not name them.
We know them.
You know,
the older ones.
The older ones. Those are the old school mobile companies. Because they got their licenses way back in 2000. And I think it's important to just distinguish that fact, that people don't realize that Telkom Kenya wasn't actually allowed to double in mobile business for 7 years, ostensibly because we were viewed as being
a monopoly
establishment. And then for 7 years, between 2000 and 2007,
you were fighting
the other mobile companies were given the space to grow and develop. But really, it was a totally different business, And so when we talk sometimes about the need to allow, to manage monopolies, where Telkom Kenya talks from a point of experience and moral authority.
Okay, all right.
Right, we'll come back. We'll talk about mobile money. I know that is that's a big one right there. Talk about T-Cash, of course, and this Mugo Kibati is in the studio. I see people calling you Daktari. You're a doctor.
You know, that is one, I started a PhD course when I was in graduate school, but I never completed it.
So you're
I'm do.
The ties.
I never got to dock.
Do. Okay. That's
we'll talk more about that. It's time now for the news headlines right here on The Jam on 98.4 Capital FM. And of course, seeing what's happening in the world of painful sports.
In Capital Newsbeat this hour.
Gethi and two IEBC officials convicted of 2013 poll material forgery. Governors urge presidential contenders to prioritize UHC and countries sending arms and aid to Ukraine.
More in Capital Newsbeat.
Capital Sports Update, where sports is taken seriously.
A very good evening to you. Home golfer Leo Gitonga was crowned the winner of the second leg of Safaricom Golf Tour held at his Limuru Country Club backyard over the weekend. The 15-year-old junior, playing off a handicap of 24, amassed a total of 22 Stableford points in the first nine and 23 in the second nine to record a total score of 45 points to enable him to claim the overall title.
I hope to also win that tournament. I'm going to practice thoroughly and represent my club very well. As a junior, winning this tournament stuck with me for the past few days. People have greeted me like champion or winner.
Gitonga becomes the second winner to secure a slot in the grand finale of the Safaricom Golf Tour to be held in Vipingo Ridge, Kilifi County in August, joining Cyprian Bundi from Nanyuki, the winner of the first leg with 39 points. Dani Medvedev succeeded Novak Djokovic as world number one, becoming the first man since 2004 outside the game's big four of Djokovic, Rafael Nadal, Roger Federer and Andy Murray to occupy the top spot. US Open champion Medvedev is the third Russian man after Yevgeny Kafelnikov and Marat Safin and the 27th player overall to rise to the top of the ATP rankings. The 26-year-old Medvedev, beaten by Nadal in the Acapulco semifinals last week, was guaranteed to move above Djokovic after the Serbs' quarter-final loss in Dubai. Djokovic, who has spent a record 361 weeks as the world number one, was competing in his first tournament of the season following his deportation from Australia in January. Thomas Tuchel believes Roman Abramovich's step backwards from Chelsea will not affect his own situation at Stamford Bridge. Chelsea owner Abramovich handed the stewardship and care of the Blues to the club's foundation trustees in a statement on Saturday night. The Russian-Israeli billionaire will retain ownership of Chelsea but will not have any input in decision-making at the West London club. Abramovich has taken a step back in light of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, with several high-profile Russian businessmen already facing United Kingdom government sanctions. Gianluigi Buffon signed a new deal with Parma today that will keep the veteran former Italy captain at the Serie B club until 2024. The one-year extension to his deal means Buffon, who is Parma's first-choice goalkeeper, will continue as a professional footballer until beyond his 46th birthday. Italian football icon Buffon returned to Parma from Juventus last summer, two decades rather, after leaving the club where he started his professional career. And that's your Capital FM Sports Update. For more on these and other stories, dial *411*24#. More sports at 6:30. I'm Mofani Wabero.
Capital Sports Update. Up to the minute sports, where sports is taken seriously. Capital FM.
I'ma be. I'ma be on the next level. I'ma be rocking over that bass treble. I'ma be chilling with my mother crew. I'ma be making all them deals you wanna do. I'ma be up in them A-list flicks, doing one-handed flips. And I'ma be sipping, don't trick her. I'ma be shaking my hips. You gon' be licking your lips. I'ma be taking them pics, looking all flyish. I'ma be the flyest chick. I'ma be spreading my wings. I'ma be doing my thing.
Do it.
Okay. I'ma swing it this way. I'ma swing it that way. It's Fergie Ferg. I'ma be here to stay. The 21st century till infinity.
I'ma be.
Rich baby, what?
I'ma be.
Rich baby, check me out.
I'ma be.
On top, never stop.
I'ma be.
Freaking her.
I'ma be.
The upgraded new Negro. I'ma be the advanced brother with soul. I'ma be worldwide, international. I'ma be in Rio, rockin' Tokyo. I'ma be brilliant with my millions. Loan out a billion and get back a trillion. I'ma be a brother, but my name ain't Lehman. I'ma be a bank, I be loaning out semen. Honey's in debt, they be bouncing them checks. But I don't really mind when they bouncing them checks.
I'ma be.
Rich baby.
I'ma be.
Sick with the flow, and the goal is to rock the whole globe. I'ma be the future, I'ma be the whole. Reason why you even wanna come to a show. You can see me while I'm rocking and I'm kicking out a dough.
I'ma be up in the club, doing whatever I like. I'ma be popping that bubbly.
cooling and living that good life. Oh, let's make this last forever. Party and we'll chill together. On and 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 on.
I'ma be rocking like this. What? Y'all niggas wanna talk shit? What? Why don't you put it on the blog, nigga? Rocking like this is my job, nigga. We can't help that we popular, and all these folks wanna flock to us. Come to a show and just rock with us. A million plus with binoculars.
I'ma be living that good life. I'ma be living that good, good. I'ma be living that good life. I'ma be living that good, good.
I'm a B right here on 98.4 Capital FM. That's brought to you by Black Eyed Peas, the BEPs. Remember them?
The BEPs.
The BEPs.
Yeah.
I'm a B.
Before Faggy sang the anthem and ruined it all.
Yeah, it's okay.
I remember them. Martin, do you?
I do. The Black Eyed Peas.
I'm only saw my historia.
I just want to say
Ben Kibati, your chest pains are real. Paul Esana about your Chelsea, but today we are discussing very serious things, Ben. Talking about money, you know.
If, on that note, Mogo Kibati, let us allow you a moment to give your shout outs right about now, because I have a feeling these messages will not stop. Greet your people.
Well, first of all, to my younger brother Ben, I did not put up Martin, and I want to send my condolences on what happened last night. I feel for you. Actually, you didn't turn up where you're supposed to turn out, ostensibly because you were too busy, but I know what's going on. You're nursing
chest pains.
Yes.
We have a solution for him. We have a solution for him. Not after the Cipladon today, he can join us on Friday. We have a takeover party that we are going to be hosting at Deja Vu. Mm-hmm. And you can scream there, you can shout, you can let it all out.
Hopefully there's no Chelsea game between now and Friday.
Let us pray so. He might even need to shout louder. So we're inviting you and all of those who have been in pain to join us.
Join us and come. Tusker Malls are on meal, by the way.
Yes.
I'll buy you some Tusker Malls. Relax, have a good one.
It's a perfect solution.
Exactly.
But conversely, there was an old man who was very happy last night. A major Liverpool fan.
The word old man.
He knows himself at the expense of his son Ben.
Yes. And I'm sure he has not let him forget it.
let's talk about T-Cash. Yes. T-Cash, first of all. Where are we going with this? What's happening with mobile money?
So T-Cash is Telkom Kenya's mobile money platform.
Yeah.
And just to put it straight, this actually was launched in 2018. Mm-hmm. But frankly speaking, we only really launched it last year, mid last year. Mm-hmm. Because as you all know, sometime at the end of 2018, we got into a transaction that never concluded with one of our sister companies. Mm-hmm. And during that transaction, we had actually said, we don't need two mobile money platforms. Mm-hmm. So we had shut down T-Cash, only to reopen it last year when it was very clear that now we had decided that Telkom would go it alone.
Yes.
And we're going to rebuild and transform this company called Telkom and transform it into a technology company of the future.
Yeah.
And so T-Cash relaunched mid last year, and just a couple of months ago, actually January this year, we launched the T-Cash app.
Oh, okay.
And you'll be hearing a lot more about the T-Cash app in the next few weeks. And if you haven't, I would like to ask all your viewers to go to whether they're
Android
Apple people or Android
iOS.
People, Google Play Store, and the Apple Store to download T-Cash.
Yes,
it's a very good app. Very facile to use, very user-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the major developments we've done this year. and there's more to come. Obviously, mobile money, of course, is associated with Kenya mm-hmm. and has become very bread and butter for Kenyans.
I don't know how to live without it.
Yes. Yeah. And we in Telkom realize that. And so we have made sure that we introduce T-Cash, and we are also going to be growing our agent and merchant network mm-hmm. across the country, mm-hmm. including very soon securing Teal interoperability with our sister companies.
Okay.
So that whether you're on our T-Cash or one of the other mobile money platforms,
yes.
You can be able to use the buy goods.
And still pay
from T-Cash or okay. from any of the others. So this is one of the things we're very excited about.
In fact, I was going to ask you, Mogo, sorry to interrupt.
Yes, go ahead.
On that same point, you know, we always speak of the solutions, the services are to allow June to send, well, let me rephrase that, Mogo, mm-hmm. to send June some money. That's more likely to happen. And so user-friendliness of this these platforms is a big deal these days because, as I said, we've gotten super reliant on being able to trade and transact using mobile money. I think the last estimated valuation of this particular industry is, what, 1.18 trillion is something
yeah,
or something?
Shillings, yes.
That's the throughput.
Yes.
That's what we are putting through.
Exactly.
As receiving. So mm-hmm. so what are the plans, I should say, now that it's fairly new again, mid-2021, I think is what you said, in terms of trying to improve that user interface?
So I think the first thing we had to do was to make sure that if, you know, and I'll mention them, mm-hmm. whether you're on T-Cash or M-Pesa or yes. Airtel Money,
yes.
you're able to send money from one payment platform to the other platform. And we've
okay.
achieved that.
Okay.
Of course, we always encourage our colleagues, sister companies, to make their journey as user-friendly from their end
as possible,
as it is from Telkom to them. because sending money from T-Cash to any of the other two is super easy,
yeah.
super straightforward.
Okay.
And you can do the same from the other side. But as I said, when current, we make it as user-friendly as it is from T-Cash. You know, Telkom and T-Cash, we are big about making sure that customers find things as easy as possible to do.
Okay.
Having said that, I would like to sort of talk about the elephant in the room.
Okay, let's go ahead, address that.
I did say earlier that we are the youngest mobile company mm-hmm. Because we only began about in 7 years after the other two. Mm-hmm. So we have the smallest network.
Mm-hmm.
And having come in third, you know, what typically happens when you come in third into a market, the first two mm-hmm. typically have taken the best. And so what you're trying to do is to sort of take what they haven't taken
okay.
and find ways of sharing what they have taken. Uh-huh. And that's always a little bit more difficult.
Mm.
But we are, you know, I think we're up to the task. And so our network is the smallest network. And that is why I said earlier on that for 2022, going into 2023,
that's the focus.
Our focus is on expanding the network.
Mm.
We also made a decision that in the past we've sort of invested haphazardly and spread ourselves too thin. And so we have a regional focus now. We want to say we're starting with the coast province and better put all our focus and resources in the coast province because we're all over the country. So everybody, you know, people have issues here and there, especially we have pockets in our network. But you can, you know, we have a network across the country. So now what we're going region by region, starting with the coast, of making sure that we have a comprehensive coverage of our network.
So that will address...
And that will take this year and next year to do. And that is why we also got into agreements with two supplier and technology partners, mm-hmm. Ericsson and NEC, Ericsson out of Sweden and NEC out of Japan,
yes.
Into a special program to allow us to be able to put up 2,000 or so base stations over the next 2 years. And we think that will help us cover the entire country.
2,000 base stations.
2,000 base stations.
Okay.
So in the meantime, obviously, I know
it's a work in progress.
Yeah, we filled a lot of challenging questions about why we are not. You know, we have about a third the number of base stations that the biggest player
as
in the market
other.
Has.
Yes,
I don't think we need to have three times as much.
Mm-hmm.
Just having an additional 2,000 more efficiently distributed and located across the country will give us the kind of network that will be that will allow us to have or to offer the kind of service we would be proud of.
Okay.
So we have a bit of legacy issues to overcome. Quite apart from having been third to come along, we also had a bit of a hiatus when we were trying to merge with our sister company, mm-hmm. we had decided to sort of freeze investments so that we would combine and now invest as a combined entity. So in the year 2019-2020 we didn't quite invest
as
much,
work, yeah.
and so now we're sort of also catching up with some lost time.
Okay.
But I'm pretty confident that by the end of this year, so not only are we doing the regional focus, but we're also filling gaps as we go along.
Yeah.
Even as we go region by
where
region.
Where they already exist.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, I know for some of the listeners who had those concerns, I'm glad you've addressed it before we even had to ask those questions. So thank you for jumping ahead of that. I also want to just alert everybody who's listening that this is still The Jam on 98.4. And on Saturday, the guys are like, well, you guys have become so, yes, we're edumacated. And we are speaking to the CEO of Telkom Kenya.
We are sharp guys.
One, Mogo Kibati.
Yes.
And before we jump back into the music, do you listen to the World Groove Show, Mogo, on Saturday? Or are you really shouting like Martin at some football or rugby?
If I'm in my car, yes.
Okay. So the World Groove Show, that's a very good answer. The World Groove Show is hosted by Koi Cavala. And of course, she's been taking us on what we call the Brazilian Odyssey in partnership with the Brazilian Embassy. And we'd like you to continue to take that tour of Brazil with her and with us. Tune into the World Groove Show and get this amazing music. You get to learn about the Iguaza Falls, walk on through the Copacabana, soak in the sun of the serene beach of the Pernambuco. And of those of you who've never been to a street carnival, this is basically what you'll be experiencing. So tune into the World Groove Show, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here on your best mix of music. We'll go back to talk more about money with Banco Tuch, Vic Mas featuring Octopiso. When we come back, more.
Capital FM.
Hey, Tom. P-I-I-C-C-I-L. Nyota ni Paris, I walk London, kanyo be akalo Berlin, kanyo. Kwa ang ni penja kwa, ni penja ngo.
Hey, inalando pile pile bendu winja. Inalando pile pile bendu winja. Nango, bango tuch, jewada bango tuch. Bango tuch, wanyaboro bango tuch. Inalando pile pile bendu winja. Inalando pile pile bendu winja. Nango, bango tuch, jewada bango tuch. Bango tuch, wanyalego bango tuch.
Alando pile pile bendu winja. Hey, mini papa uliza winja. All black everything, kiluanga ninja. Money over everything, japeri bay winja. Hey, na spoofu ni kinky ya bank manager uniliza Mr. Hanga tuka uono to. Iduarati, hey, alufa bitch ango, alufa pan ango. Million ajel, kanyo, ocholo mokusanyo.
Onge bana, onge bana, aduwa pesa bana, aduwa pesa. Na, angi sinamu, peso tas, nigga. Peso tas, nigga.
Ano kuse.
O canal sai, bana. O canal sai, bana. Duas peças, bana. Um time, bana.
Milhão na chiel.
Duas peças. Ati pesiqueto chess bank. O man, duas peças, bana.
Na marapa meva yellow hapo backseat wambio nangalie gari juu squeeze wamekuwa kanjozi give a fuck man nimekuwa bajo rap kwa damn man neja toka pacho jeli ni ya o Octopiso Obama na pia sijasau Lumumba pato no wonder squeeze in keep under stage na chaga favorite rap hapo na mkono kwa kichwa na anawika mayo
Pile pile bendu winja, inalando pile pile bendu winja. Nango bango tuch, jewada bango tuch. Bango tuch, wanyaboro bango tuch. Inalando pile pile bendu winja, inalando pile pile bendu winja. Nango bango tuch, jewada bango tuch. Bango tuch, wanyalego bango tuch. Yo tenga no tenga ni bendo nyual gipenjo no tengo kalo ya no duana chama lot. Don't you ever let go what you worked for. E giri 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 kata guoko sin. Jomoko no ukota, jomoko ni tomboya. Jomoko na chimoneko karakora werna. Anadwa romana pesa bange to airport kalal to Tokyo.
Vic Mas featuring Octopiso. Vic Mas Luodola.
Luodola.
Let's just call him
the
his full name.
Between the Kikuyu Dola and the
Luodola. Yeah. I mean,
the Luodola can take you to places like Nini. What it called? What did you say? Copacabana.
Copacabana.
That place. The Kikuyu dollar takes you to Moranga.
Only.
That's what we do.
No, it's called Motown these days.
Motown, yeah.
Motown.
Motown. We're joined by Mugo Kibati here. He's talking about Telkom basically and what the focus is this year. There's a certain question that people have always been asking. Very many people want to know about the interconnection rates. What are your thoughts about this? Are we going to get, is it going to get cheaper for us? You know, as a Kenyan, I like things that are free.
But we know
that's
not possible.
Close to free is even better.
Yeah.
So, is there a chance?
Now, Sizeme, you were never asked ever in your career. Can you have free things?
You know, I was taught a long time ago and that free things are very dangerous.
Yes, yes.
And very expensive.
Yes. They say you get what you pay for. Right? So, I wouldn't say free, but less expensive. The idea is, look, I firmly believe that especially when you talk about data and when you think through the experience of the last 2 years, data has become almost a fundamental human right, almost like water and electricity became what electricity became 100 years ago. You know, sometimes when we're transitioning, we don't realize it. You know, 100 years ago, people were using gas to light their homes and kerosene in, you know, with our forefathers. And now electricity is just, you know, you can barely do without it. So I think data, broadband, connectivity is now a fundamental right. Over the last 2 years, unfortunately, we had young kids in school virtually, while a great deal of their fellow kids in the country just were out of school because they didn't have access to data. So the less expensive it is, the better for everybody. And in fact, we have a product, Madaraka Life, which we have designed along the rights of believing that data is a fundamental right. You know, you pay 100 shillings and we literally invite you into our club of 1 GB every month for only 5 shillings.
A GB every month for 5 shillings?
1 GB for five
Which shillings?
Shillings?
Kenya shillings?
5 Kenya shillings.
Hey.
500 Kenya cents.
Okay.
And why do we do this? Because we believe that we would like to make it data available for most, as many Kenyans as possible. Right?
Okay.
Of course, that means that some of our customers will be subsidizing others, because we believe, you know, the wealthy amongst us who rely on more than 1 GB will buy extra.
Yeah. Okay.
So, back to the question of. Oh, I can see I'm getting the hook. So let me conclude by saying that mobile interconnection rates, as soon as we're out of this arbitration that our competitors have taken us to, because the CE has done the correct thing of lowering mobile interconnection rates from 99 cents to 12 cents.
Okay.
When that is finally confirmed, we shall be able to significantly lower the cost of voice communications across the country.
Okay.
Awesome.
And this, I think, is a trend in the correct direction.
So it's a space we are watching
keenly. Exactly. And all the CA has done is the correct thing.
Yes.
And I hope that we shall be able to get a resolution in short order.
Quickly, before we let you go, challenges in your leadership positions. You've been doing this for 30 years in commercial leadership positions. What's the one thing you would say to that young person listening who wants to be the next Mugo Kibati?
Basically, this question is 20-year-old Mugo Kibati. What would you tell him right now?
I would tell 20-year-old Mugo Kibati to make sure that when he is 50, he is still Mugo Kibati.
Come on.
Hey.
I feel like that is so couched in so much mystery. I feel like off air, you're going to have to explain. He is still Mugo Kibati.
It's a very
Do
simple
not change.
Thing. In fact, there's no next Mugo Kibati. There's only the next who you are when you're 20 or 21. Yes. Stay true to yourself. Because most of us, when we're young and we have the dreams of our future, we have the right value systems.
Yeah.
Along the way, we start compromising because things get more difficult.
Integrity becomes an option.
And we have more responsibilities, jobs, families, what have you. And we move away from being the Mugo Kibati I was when I was 20 years old. So my simple message is,
stay true.
Stay true to yourself and remain who you are when you're 20.
That's it.
Love it.
It's that's, 5 o'clock.
We deserve a Tusker malt right now.
Let's
for that.
Do that.
Let's have a Tusker, a cold one. Enjoy yourselves.
See, the day, your work day is finished. Yeah. So you're going to stay.
It's over.
Hey, I'm very
drink responsibly with us.
Exactly.
You look like you're over the age of 18, so we can give you alcohol to consume in a responsible manner.
Yeah.
And of course, we will not do so excessively. Thank you so much, Mogo Kibati, for your time. It's time now for the news. And of course, you stay behind so that we can have a conversation and just continue to be inspired. Martin Karaoke needs to be the same Martin Karaoke in about 2 years' time.
Not.
This is The Jam.